This is Nancy Seaman with Morningside News. Morningside students prepare to pack the stands of Alley Gym this upcoming basketball season. Themes for games include wearing anything from all black to togas, depending on the plan set by Morningside student section, Alleyholics. One of the founders of Alleyholics, Jeremiah Curry, comments on the upcoming basketball season.
The goal of Alleyholics is to let every student enjoy a rowdy student section, but at the same time, support their peers at sporting events. The next home game theme will be Ugly Sweater Night, which is one of the students' favorite themes. I mean, who doesn't enjoy wearing their grandma's old, raggedy sweater and looking a little bit ridiculous? It is my senior year, and we're trying to go out with a bang, so look for some more interesting things going on during games, and hopefully some younger classmen will step up and fill the role next year to carry on the tradition of Alleyholics.
Senior Justin Jaden of Julesburg, Colorado, has experienced Morningside basketball from both sides of the court. Justin began his years at Morningside as a member of the basketball team. This year, Justin serves as the assistant men's JV coach for the Morningside Mustangs. Justin is also a founding member of the Morningside Alleyholics. Justin reflects, from a coach's point of view, the impact on having such a great student section.
You can really tell just how good of a student section we have based on, you know, the improvements we've made over the last couple of years. I was here before we had the student section that we had now, and we're still a great team, but the difference that they make is indescribable. And, you know, all credit goes to, you know, Jeremiah and everybody else who helped coordinate everything that they do. And it's such an advantage having the best student section in the GPAC that you really can't even put it into words.
Morningside's next home game is December 1st, and we hope to see everyone there in their favorite Christmas sweater. Morningside's dance team prepares for the Iowa State Dance Team competition at the end of this month. The team has been working hard 3 days a week since classes began. They are competing in jazz, pom, and hip-hop. Briarcliff, St. Ambrose, and Grandview University will also be competing in Des Moines. Junior dance team member Lindsay Martin.
We've worked really hard over the past few months. Hopefully, it will pay off at state.
The dance team has a lot of work to do before state, but with the upcoming performances used to prepare, this opportunity is an exciting one. With finals week approaching, students are doing whatever they can to keep their grades up and prepare for the end of the semester. Sophomore Lexi Bush explains some of her habits in preparing for the end of the semester.
I'm in a lot of classes that have more projects due than tests. This just means I'm spending more hours in the lab than in the library. Let's just say Thanksgiving break couldn't come soon enough.
Finals week is December 10th through the 14th, and we wish Morningside students the best of luck with the rest of their fall semester. This was Nancy Seaman with Morningside News.